The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Monumental Sports Network. We're going to be on the Altcast in 8 days.
Week from tomorrow.
Caps game.
That's right.
Next
Caps,
week.
Sabres.
Cap Sabres.
Sabres are in town.
It's
December
14th. Saturday night we're doing it, not it a Friday night.
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
All right.
I thought you, don't you have a calendar on your phone?
7 p.m.
Or do you have a memory where you can just store
No,
like these,
I put stuff on my calendar, items? But I'm just thinking about it in my brain.
Okay.
That makes any sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Not this Saturday. Next Saturday.
Yeah, don't show up tomorrow.
Right.
That would be bad because the Nugs are playing the Wizards. The Wizards are going to have a chance to break their losing
right.
streak.
Right. Good right. luck.
That's funny.
It irks EB, it's a Russell Westbrook revenge game.
Yes, it is.
I hate that revenge
hates
game
that.
Angle.
He hates it.
I mean, do you guys think this is like, it's just like a talking point.
Sure.
It's kind of a goof.
It's Kirk Cousins' revenge game this weekend.
But it's hard to take revenge games seriously in the NBA when Russell Westbrook has played for about half the teams in the NBA at this point, seemingly.
Is your boy Kirky going to respond this week?
I hope so, because it was a bad look for him last week.
I mean, he has to.
He can't play worse
than he did last week.
It's physically impossible.
That's the worst game he's ever had.
I don't think he has a touchdown in a month.
It's not been great.
If he has another dud, might be Penix time.
Now, the only good thing is the only way to move the ball really on the Vikings is by passing the ball.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully he's not passing it to the guys in the purple jerseys.
I think he's going to bounce back this week.
All right, we've got Kevin on the line to talk some movies and talk about what's happening in the streaming world, because that's as big as anything nowadays. What's up, Kevin?
Kevin?
Sorry, I'm on the wrong mouse. I have two mice. Kev?
What's going on, Rick?
Kevin, before we get into any of this, you interviewed Pam Anderson, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. So there's a lot going on right now with, like, all the movies coming out in December. And to your point about streaming, I actually think the theatrical business is booming in a huge way. But the Pamela Anderson movie is called The Last Showgirl. I haven't never spoken with her before, and I spoke to her yesterday. That movie comes out, I think, December 13th. It basically deals with her character is in a show in Vegas called The Razzle Dazzle, and the show is closing, and she's trying to figure out what to do because she's been doing the show for a couple decades. And it stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Dave Bautista, obviously a local guy from D.C. She was wonderful. It was actually really interesting to speak with her because, you know, I obviously grew up knowing who she was, Baywatch and Barbed Wire and all the movies that she had done and things like that, but this was definitely, a real treat to speak with her, but also Jamie Lee Curtis, they were together. So I'll have that interview coming up soon on my page and for Fox 5 DC.
I feel like you've interviewed Jamie Lee Curtis a few times and kind of, wouldn't say flirted with her, but you had fun with her.
No, she's always fun. Dude, she is always like one of my favorite people to talk to. Like even yesterday, I was the first interview that they had up for the show, for the interviews. And like, she was loving the interview so much that she didn't want me to stop. And she wanted to like, she was just saying how good the interview was. She's always like very nice and supportive, over the years to my interviews. But yeah, Pamela Anderson was cool. She was very quiet in a way, but gave great answers. Yeah, so that was a really good one. But the big thing out this week that I want to highlight real fast, is Interstellar. Interstellar obviously came out 10 years ago. It's Christopher Nolan, in my opinion, his masterpiece. But they re-released it this week, starting today, for the 10th year anniversary. You talk about a movie that had such a massive following. If you try to get tickets for it, it's like, it's almost sold out everywhere. I know they've added show times, but like if you try to go to Udvar-Hazy to see it or any of the IMAX theaters, like seats are like going so fast. And this is a movie that came out 10 years ago. And for people who haven't seen it, it's one of my favorite movies of all time, probably top five. And Christopher Nolan, you know, has really become the, in my opinion, the premier filmmaker, the filmmaker that really reminds us why going to the movies is a big deal. I mean, how else do you make $1 billion with a 3-hour R-rated biopic about J. Robert Oppenheimer? I mean, Christopher Nolan is the reason why that movie did so well, is because he knows how to make an experience. I mean, obviously it's an incredible story, but the cast is great, but he is one of those filmmakers that really kind of drives people to the theaters. And Interstellar was, you know, came out 10 years ago, as I mentioned, Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, Michael Caine. Honestly, it's brilliant. If you haven't had a chance to see it in theaters, go see it. I know they've released some more showtimes, but it has an IMAX run. I think it's only a week long starting today. And you won't be sorry. I mean, if you've only seen the movie at home, you really truly haven't seen it fully, especially the IMAX version, because he shoots IMAX and regular. So the movie goes back and forth in terms of its image size and aspect ratio. So, and Hans Zimmer's score is one of the greatest of all time. So that is my recommendation for the week. It's kind of a slower movie week as we come off of Thanksgiving, but December is going to be a huge, huge month. And I don't know if you guys follow box office, but this past weekend and over Thanksgiving, I don't know if you guys saw the numbers. It was like $400 million or something for, I want to say it was just for the weekend alone, because you had Wicked, Gladiator, as well as a Moana 2 all crushing. And it's really just a testament to the theatrical experience. We haven't, you know, I know you guys talk about streaming a lot, but people are going to the theaters. People Sure. are getting out and going. And it's a great thing, because I think with, you know, when the pandemic happened, obviously movies were nowhere near anywhere near importance of talking about it at that time. But I think theaters, you know, that was a big question. Will movie theaters, you know, survive if people aren't going? Obviously at the time that was not the big concern. We were dealing with health concerns, of course, but I'm just glad to see that people are returning to movie theaters, and in a big way. I mean, these are big, big box office films, and Wicked is just crushing it. So I'm happy to see it.
Kevin, I was bummed to see Valdez tweeted a few days ago, Gladiator 2.
Was it awful?
Three out of five missed field goals. That makes me not want to go see it now.
Here's the thing. So I've softened on that film a bit too since I've seen it, because when I first saw it, I mean, the first Gladiator is a masterpiece. It's a 5 out of 5. But also, I've said this in the show before, the first Gladiator was a happy accident. I mean, that movie wasn't even fully written when they went to film it. The best lines in that film, are you not entertained, strength and honor, those all came about, as Russell Crowe told me, like in an interview, through just conversations they were having while filming. And it's like kind of one of those lightning in a bottle situations. And then 24 years later, you bring back the same filmmaker, Ridley Scott, obviously one of the greatest of all time to do it. And you bring a new actor in, Paul Mescal, to play the son of Maximus, Russell Crowe's character. It's basically a retread of the first movie. It's not really anything new. When I reviewed it on your show, I stand by my review. I liked the film. I think it's a really solid crowd pleaser to see in a theater, but I don't think it's anywhere near as good as the first one. And that's the thing. If you're going into this movie expecting the first Gladiator, you're not going to get it. And Valdez and I were just talking off air. Denzel Washington's performance in this film is so good that he's just better than everybody else in the movie. So, like, people keep saying they want more Denzel because you want to go back to his character because he's such a great performance in the movie. It's the movie is good. It's just not great. And that's the thing. It's like you have to – you're going to walk out going, okay, that was fun. That was entertaining. It had some cool fight sequences and some decent drama and some good performances. But overall, I'd rather have seen the first one. So I'm still with my rating. I gave it like a 4 out of 5, a B. But as I've the time has passed, I've kind of really kind of forgotten about it. It hasn't really sat with me. And sometimes you got to think about how a movie sits with you. Does it stay with you for a while? Like Anora, for example, that movie has stayed with me for weeks. I can't stop thinking about it.
You keep talking about Anora.
Yeah.
Hey, what is Kevin McCarthy watching on streaming? There's a show which I think it's one of the top shows on Netflix. I haven't tried it yet. The Madness.
I'm intrigued by it.
Are you watching that? Have you watched it?
No, I haven't seen it because this is kind of crunch time for a lot of films that are coming out in December. But in terms of streaming, from a movie perspective, like I know there's a lot of TV shows and things like that, but like Conclave is now streaming on demand. That's the movie I mentioned to you guys a couple weeks ago.
Trap saw it and liked it.
Oh, it's brilliant. So that movie is now available in your home on demand. And for people who aren't familiar, Ralph Fiennes, his character is tasked with choosing the next or helping to choose the next Pope after the Pope in the movie unexpectedly dies. But the cast is incredible. John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, brilliant film available at home. JP, I know you saw Juror number 2. That's available at home as well. That's the
These guys got to see it.
Yeah, that's available at home now on demand, and obviously some of the bigger films of the year. If you haven't seen Alien Romulus, which is the new Alien film, and you have a subscription to Hulu, you can now watch Alien Romulus on Hulu at home. If you have a subscription for it, and you don't want to pay to rent it. But no, I haven't seen that show yet, JP. I've been kind of locked down. I've been watching so many films. I just watched the new Bob Dylan movie yesterday called A Complete Unknown, which is Timothy Chalamet playing Bob Dylan. He live sings and plays guitar. It's truly remarkable.
He sounds like him.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm talking to him today. That kid is, what is he, 28 years old? That guy is one of the greatest actors of our time. And obviously he's had a huge year. He had Wonka last year. He had Dune this year. But if you're a Bob Dylan fan, even if you're skeptical, the guy who directed this, James Mangold, he did A Walk the Line. And he did 310 to Yuma. He did Logan. He did Copland. One of the best filmmakers also working today. So that comes out Christmas Day. So I'm talking to Chalamet today. I'm looking forward to that.
Kevin, is there a new Jack Reacher coming out?
No, are you talking about a movie or a show? Because I know Krasinski plays Reacher in the Amazon, or not Reacher, not Krasinski. Alan Rickman, right? Alan Rickman. I'm like blanking on his name.
Yes.
Not Alan Rickman.
I can look it up. I know who you're talking about.
Lickman? You know what I'm talking about. Alan Richson. Rickman is somebody.
Richson.
Alan Rickman from Die Hard. Richson.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Jack, sorry. I wasn't prepared for that one. But the Jack Reacher show is obviously huge on Amazon. I know the movies were, who played him in the movies was
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no,
that's
I haven't
I mean.
Heard of anything new on that one yet.
Jack Reacher 3, I'm just watching a trailer. I'm not sure when it comes out.
Oh, it's cruising. Oh, Jack Reacher is Cruise in it?
Cruise is in it.
Oh, I didn't even know they were making a third one. I didn't know that.
Did you know there's a Jason Bourne coming out next year? A new one?
No, I know that they've been talking
Scooping
about
Kevin.
It. Like it's
yeah, he doesn't really pay attention to that stuff.
Yes, I do. I'm focused on the current movies at the moment. I haven't really looked ahead to next year yet.
Well, yeah, there's a new Jason Bourne coming out. There's a new Equalizer coming out.
Hey, I know you prep a lot.
A new
did
Jack
you have to
Reacher?
Go? Did you have to go back and look at the Tommy Lee tape with Pam Anderson before your interview?
No. Yeah. And that's a whole nother subject matter that's interesting to get into because I genuinely feel really bad for her. Like there was a really interesting documentary that came out. I think it was on Netflix. I want to say it was called Love or something where she speaks on that because, as she is living now in her life, I mean, her kids, imagine like that being something that's out there. Obviously you guys know the story. It was stolen. It was put online. But it really is a that show that came out where Lily, I think Lily James and Sebastian Stan.
Yeah,
played,
it was on Hulu. He had a prosthetic dong. It was very disturbing.
And the thing about that show that it re brought up that trauma for her. She, you know, I got to say, when I was speaking to her yesterday, she's very quiet. And I think, you know, I don't think we stop to think about what that did to somebody, psychologically speaking. If someone were to
put out... Did she wear makeup during your interview?
I don't believe so. I don't think she had makeup on during the interview. And she looked great. I mean, I have a very interesting, sympathetic nature towards what happened to her, because I find that people, you know, listen, like in this day and age, anybody wants to put videos out for clicks, but we forget that they're human beings on these videos and what this psychologically does to people. I mean, imagine that. Imagine a video of yourself being out there like that. It's awful. So anyways.
All right.
You guys are just
riveting.
Like,
no, I mean, riveting. You bring up a good serious point.
I know it's an awkward spot for you.
No, I just feel bad for her. I genuinely do feel bad for her.
Well,
really,
if Tommy Lee had locked the safe, then the Seth Rogen character wouldn't have stolen the tape while he's renovating his house.
I know.
Dumbass Tommy Lee.
But real quick, and just in terms of some stuff, if you're interested in seeing anything else this year, Nosferatu's coming out Christmas Day, which is the Robert Eggers film directed by starring Bill Skarsgård, also Baby Girl starring Nicole Kidman. It's gonna be a big December, so I hope you guys get a chance to go out and see
Kevin,
some movies.
Kevin, you think Eric Bickle knows what Nosferatu is? I think he has any idea.
Yeah, Eric, do you know what Nosferatu is?
No freaking clue.
What is it?
They both look the same.
Wait. Eric, that's like me not knowing who the quarterback of the Cowboys is.
I'll raise, man. I don't know what it is either.
No,
never heard of Nosferatu.
It ever in my life.
Not once.
What?
Drab, you've heard that? Nosferatu?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a vampire.
Is it a Dracula? Or something?
No, it's an old school vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three out of four chunks don't know.
Very famous old school film.
And I don't care.
I love how you're saying, like, I don't know about next year's Jason Bourne, but you guys don't know who Nosferatu is.
I've heard of it, but it had no impact on my life.
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of Count Dracula.
He actually thinks that's funny.
Wait. I do get sized that Joe Burrow apparently did he allegedly
oh,
buy
God.
The Batmobile?
He did buy the Batmobile for like $2.9 million.
Yeah.
I get all sized for that.
We know you get steamed.
Hey,
for
Kevin
that.
McCarthy TV, 2.5 million views on his TikTok of his interview with Ariana Grande.
It's amazing.
Hey, keep it going, man. We've got Bruce Boudreaux coming up next. I'm guessing you've never heard of him.
Definitely hasn't heard of him.
You ever heard of Bruce Boudreaux?
Bruce what?
Yeah,
Boudreaux.
Why even ask?
No idea.
He was coach of a local team here in D.C. for several years.
Guess the team.
Wizards?
Yeah, good guess.
Capitals head coach.
All right, buddy. The safe this weekend.
Bye, Kevin.
The Capitals?
All right.
It's Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, my God. All right. I got to go. I was told I got to go make a dental appointment.
Oh, okay.
I really do.
All right.
All right, go make a dental appointment.
You'll do that. And we do have Bruce Boudreaux, former head coach of the Capitals, joining us next here on the...
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Just a reminder, I'll be in Bowie for the next Commanders game at Center Pocket Sports Bar and Billiards on Tesla Drive. Be there for the Commanders Saints game.
Don't hit the eight ball in or you lose your game of pool, JP. Yeah. Just a word to the wise.
I've got a space in my basement. And
don't scratch on the
I got a space in my basement that I might get a pool table.
Very good.
I loved when I had one. I loved it. And I would just do it when I got on board.
You had it in like your smaller house too, because you had that short stick for some of the things.
It's hard to have that much space. Yeah.
All right, we've got Coach Boudreaux on now, former Caps coach, current NHL Network analyst. What's up, Coach?
What's up?
He does some altcast too. We're going to be doing an altcast next Saturday.
Yeah, you want to come join us?
Do you have any tips for us for our first altcast? We're doing it before the during the Caps Sabres game next weekend.
I'll be honest with you, Coach. It looks miserable to me.
Well, just never run out of things to talk about, because
So you don't want dead air.
Right. Right. I know. We've been doing this for 28 years, Coach. I get it. But they don't want you to really talk about the game because that's like play-by-play in their position, right? That's what they're supposed to do.
Make up some stories. Make it interesting.
Oh, it's not going to be interesting. We can make up stories.
We can make up stories.
But it's not going to be interesting.
You want people other than your wives to be watching.
That is true. It's a good point.
Right.
We'll see about that.
Hey, Coach, before we get into the Capitals, I'm reading a headline from The Athletic that I think it just came out like 2 or 3 hours ago. I'm just going to read it for you. Jay Woodcroft? Question mark. Todd McClellan? Question mark. Bruce Boudreau? 10 possible candidates to be the Blackhawks' next head coach. Would you be interested if the Blackhawks or another team during the offseason came calling for your services?
Well, yeah, I'm a coach, so I mean that's what we do. If somebody called me, then I would certainly take the call. And I mean it would always be great to get back in. I mean you like to when you're finished doing the job, you like to do it going out your way and not by somebody else telling you. They don't want you, so it's it would be interesting. Yeah, I'm not holding my breath, but I'd certainly take the call.
So speaking of that, how great of a hire has Coach Carbs been for the Washington Capitals? He's into year two. Year one, you know, he kind of had to find his way, didn't have a lot of scoring, didn't have a lot of offense. Right now, by the way, they're averaging over 4 goals per game played. They're the only team in the league with a 4 in that category. Pretty remarkable turnaround. And Coach Carbs, he's been really good since he's been here in Washington. Did you know that he was going to be this good before he was hired here?
Well, I don't think anybody knows how good anybody's going to be until they do the job. I mean, I've known Spencer for a long time. I mean, Spencer was an assistant coach in Carolina when I was the coach of the Caps. So, I mean, we'd bring them up and for training camp and go out with them and talk to them. And you knew he was sharp. You knew he was going to be well-equipped because he does his research. He does his, you know, the due diligence. He puts the work in. So you knew he was going to be a good coach. And he is. When he went to Hershey, he was a good coach. When he went to Providence, he was a good coach. He was a good assistant coach in Toronto. And there was nothing in any conversation that I ever had with him, because when he lived in Hershey, we golfed together a lot, and that would ever make me think that he wasn't going to be a good coach. So, I mean, I applaud him. I applaud the way he's brought this team together, and hopefully he can continue.
Talking to Bruce Boudreau, former Capitals coach from 2007 through 2012, how surprised are you by the start that Ovi had to the season before the injury? Maybe nothing surprises you because you coached him for 5-6 seasons. Were you surprised by the start to the season with all the goals?
Well, I mean, anybody that says they're not completely surprised is probably lying. I mean, I had a good feeling that he was going to do a lot better than the start of last year. I think he was more committed this year. And let's not forget, once things started going and he was in good shape by the middle of the season, he went on a tear the last half of last year. So I figured that he was going to, I was hoping that he would do really good, and he did. He's come out and he's the old Alex, and he's been flying. His shot has been accurate and really good. And the biggest thing, like, I mean, he's been derailed for about 4 weeks maybe, but I think he'll be right back there and continue and taking off from where he left off.
Coach, can Caps fans, I mean, we've played 25 games, so there's a long way to go, but based on what they're doing offensively and how they've played, there's only a few teams that have more points than the Caps right now, I think 3 or 4 teams. Can Caps fans look at this team as a legitimate Stanley Cup contender right now based on how they're playing?
Well, I mean, I think they're playing as good as any team in the league. I mean, I look at them as 4 lines deep. I think the acquisitions they've really helped this year really made them better. Do I think they can continue scoring 4 goals a game? I don't know. That's pretty tough to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they'll come down a lot. But if they come down in the goal scoring, I think what keeps them going is they still play good defensively. They still know how to lock up the games. They still know when they've got a lead in the third period, they're very difficult to catch. So to me, and I do a lot of like TV and radio and stuff, I always say that they're a contender and don't sleep on them, that this is a team that will come up and bite you, because they are deeper. They've got depth. They don't depend on one line to do all the work. And when you've got a team that goals can come from anywhere, then all of a sudden you've got a pretty good team. And I think their defense has really improved this year. They're big, they're strong, and they got two good goalies. So, I mean, there's nothing that says that this shouldn't happen. I mean, a lot of people I talk to down there says it's a special group, which is great. And hopefully they can continue. There's going to be maybe a rough spot or two during the course of the season, but I've got them pegged in as a top three team in the Metro, not a wild card team, just a top three team. And when that happens, who knows what can end up.
Bruce, you touched on the two goalies, and when I heard the plan was going to be, well, we're going to platoon these guys, basically start them every other night, I raised an eyebrow like, I don't know, that seems kind of dicey, but it's worked between Lindgren and Thompson. You know, Thompson got picked up in the trade from the Vegas Golden Knights, so kind of an unorthodox approach. Did you ever do that in your career while you're coaching in the NHL, like basically flip-flop guys every other night, or is that a pretty novel approach here, what Carberry's doing?
Well, I guess it's okay to do if you've got two good goalies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both 1 and 1A. And did I do it? Yeah, when we had Varlamov and Neuwirth, we tried to do that. But, I mean, one of them always got hurt after about five games. So somebody would have to play six or seven in a row before the other guy came back. I mean, it was the same thing in Anaheim. I had John Gibson, Freddie Anderson, but they couldn't stay healthy. So we were doing the flip-flop thing back then. But, I mean, eventually somebody ends up playing 55 and somebody plays 37. I think it's easier on the goalies, quite frankly, if you can do that. There's not as much wear and tear. But you've got to have faith in both of them. I think the Caps have faith in both these goalies.
Coach, recently you shared a story about Ovi and curfew. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Oh, it's a long ago story, but I mean, it was just something funny that years later, I find it funny. I didn't find it funny at the time, but I mean, that when the 1 year, we had a young team that really liked to go out a lot, and so we had to keep our tabs on them every chance we had. And so George said, I think I want you to start calling curfew. Well, I mean, I was in my 50s at that point in time, and I'd never called curfew. I felt there were men, and then they know what their job is, and they'll take care of themselves. But he said, call curfew. So I said, okay. So, I mean, the one night, and report back, is anybody not in and everything else. So the one night, the last person I wanted out was Alex. I mean, because then when you find a guy is out for curfew, then you have to do something about it. And in D.C., if you do something with Alex, punish him in any way, then all of a sudden, I mean, the papers are all, it's a bigger story than it needs to be anyway. So, I mean, I was trying to get a hold of him, and it was curfew was 11 o'clock, and I couldn't get a hold of him. And then I phoned Ian Anderson, who was our team services guy at the time, and I said, Ian, you got to find him. You got to find him. He's got to get a hold of me by 11 o'clock. And so at about 2 minutes to 11, phone rings, and it's on the other end. It's Alex, and he says, Coach, what? And I hear all this electric music going on, the people dancing and yelling in the background. And I just asked him one question. I said, are you in for curfew? And he said, yeah, coach, I'm in. I said, I hung up the phone and said, good, I don't have to deal with it anymore.
It's good stuff.
It's a great
day. He could have told you anything.
That's Coach Bruce Boudreau. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
All right.
Former Caps coach, buddy. 07 through 12. He was there coaching when Obi was young.
Yeah.
But he had his 100-point seasons.
Right. Well, yeah. Like the young, I'm guessing guys he might be talking
they
about.
Had
like,
a handful. Like Mike Green.
Mike Green out on the town. Obi, a young, dashing, handsome Nick Backstrom. Dude. Like, yeah, those guys might have been a handful.
I knew a guy that for a period of time was handling Mike Green's finances.
Yeah.
Is it? Mike Green was a wild man. Trust me.
Anyway, thanks to Coach Boudreaux, you can now watch him on the NHL Network. He's an NHL Network analyst. We're the Junkies. Be right back. So we had Kevin on earlier, and he's saying everybody's going to the movies. Nobody's watching streaming, but I'm off next week. I think I'm off 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Nice.
I need to find something to binge, like a TV show. Is there anything, anybody watching anything that's silly?
Well,
like,
you need to watch the Hard Knocks, the in-season Hard Knocks. You're not that into it?
I finished Disclaimer. That's good.
Yeah, I watched Disclaimer.
Yeah, it was good.
I've told you about Special Ops, but you don't. You just disregard
because that's
it.
On like always, Paramount Plus. I don't have, it's like one thing that I have.
Well, you buy it for 2 weeks.
What's Lioness? Is that the one?
See, it's silly.
Zoe Saldana?
She's some money. Taylor Sheridan's a brilliant person. He's a brilliant creator of television.
He's our generation's Einstein.
Yes, so Landman is the new one with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, and he's, by the way,
is that
Billy
also
Bob
Paramount
Thornton
Plus?
Same thing.
Maybe I'll buy Paramount Plus. Is that every Taylor Sheridan shows on Paramount Plus? Is that where
another script?
The Kevin Costner one?
Oh, Yellowstone?
Yellowstone, was that also Paramount Plus?
Well, no, because this season is not allowed to be, can't be streamed until the end of the finale.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So Valdez is a big TV viewer. Is there anything you've been watching?
Survivor. So this is the silliest season of Survivor
is John
ever.
Rocker
You're still
on
Survivor?
Why did I see something about John Rocker and Survivor recently?
No, the players on Survivor this season are very smart Survivor players. It's fireworks. It is.
I haven't watched Survivor in so long.
It is.
Many years.
It's silly. You're missing out.
Is it still?
I'll take
is
your
it,
word for it.
Is sleep, it back you to, sleep on Operation Italy?
Is it I don't back even to know what two that tribes?
Means. No, they had the they
two
had
tribes
the merge.
Go to war.
They had the merge.
Great song. That song's so good.
Oh boy.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what I'm talking
lyrics.
About.
So all the shows you're telling me to watch are on Paramount Plus.
Well, there's only two that I'm watching. Those both on Paramount. But I'm a Taylor Sheridan guy. I mean, I love all his stuff.
Well, I was telling the boys behind the glass, and Mar summed it up perfectly. He said, "You're taking L's today." So after the show, I got to go to my urologist, and he's a great guy.
Okay, yeah.
And she be reaching an appointment.
You gotta go.
I got to put my elbows on the table, and he goes where the sun don't shine, cakes.
Sure.
And he sticks around. He sticks around there for, you know, a good, I would say a good 3 to 5 seconds.
It's that not seems like a, excessive.
It's not like a 1 or 2 second. It's a 3 to 5.
Yeah, probably 3 to 5 to get the job
pushing
done.
Around
I,
everywhere.
I mean, yeah, he's got to do an investigation.
But considering
in
your
there,
family history, it's important, especially
well, I mean,
for you.
It doesn't matter, considering your age. Like, if you're over 50, you got to do it, right? And so,
I don't know. My doctor doesn't do that anymore. This is the blood test.
Yeah, well, I do that too. And my blood looks fine. My interpretation of results. I had Drabby hold my hand while I checked yesterday.
So you're doing this today?
I did 11:15. All it's right. Kind of interesting. I'll go in there and we'll catch up because we are kind of friendly. I've known him since college, actually. He's a buddy of ours from a friend, a mutual friend. And I played golf with him and stuff. And we just kind of, it's almost like
that's kind of weird, though.
It is kind of weird.
You play golf with a guy who does that?
I told him when I first started playing golf with him, I said,
very strange.
This is the only time I'm going to see you and not take my pants down.
Hopefully he's not using his golf glove for his examination.
Oh, his roommate.
His roommate. That's was, a good one, Case.
His roommate was Bubba while they were in, he was in medical school. Bubba was in law school.
It's a hand
was also
joy, foot joy.
Theo Epstein for a couple of months.
Well, Theo Epstein
really?
Makes
Theo
more
Epstein, on the couch.
They didn't even really
oh, that's right.
associate
about,
with him. They called him towel boy.
They called him nerd
like
boy. Or
no, wrinkle boy. Wrinkle boy. Because he would sleep on the couch and all his clothes were wrinkled.
Right.
And I mean,
then he started
winning
rings.
Then he won a couple World Series.
Yeah. I'm answering the worst questions on the questionnaire. Over the past month, have you found it difficult to postpone urination? Not at all. Less than 1 in 5. I mean, I have all these questions I got to answer. It's just a routine thing.
Yeah.
And then at 3 o'clock, I'm going to see my oral surgeon because my dentist said, yeah, probably something not quite right with that root canal you had a couple weeks ago because the whole right side of my mouth is killing me. I mean, it's not.
You are taking L's today.
I'm taking L's.
Big
today.
L's.
It's
now,
just
the
a bad day.
The good news is at 4 o'clock or so, I'll have a big, fat, swollen mouth.
Yeah.
but the pain should subside.
Right.
So that's like, oh, it's like the gates of heaven.
They giving you any sort of pain meds or just the pain will go away?
They'll shoot me up and he'll go in there and he'll carve out whatever's going on.
Right. If you're like starting to practice, your son is kind of on his way as a doctor. He's in residency now. But if ultimately if he starts a practice, you want a client like...
You want those repeat customers.
That, like, it's a gold mine.
Yeah.
That dentist is like, I got one.
Well, let me tell you something. My dentist up in Frederick.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of clients. A lot of ugly people in Frederick. They got a lot of bad teeth. Right. I'm just
shaming the people. Good people in Frederick.
Hey, I'm an extraordinarily handsome guy.
You blend in Frederick
with
your teeth?
I'm an extraordinarily handsome guy, but my teeth, I have Frederick teeth. I got a Kensington
Is
life.
Frederick teeth but I got worse Frederick than Laurel teeth?
Yeah, what's worse, Laurel or Frederick teeth?
That'd be interesting. Are you ready?
Clearly,
Frederick,
Laurel.
Frederick.
Really?
No, you're not.
Hold on.
How much Frederick's got nice. Well,
no. How much time do you spend in Frederick outside of your dentist's office?
He's never there.
Well, but I drive by it every week. But my dentist, but I probably go there.
Of course you're going to see people with jacked up teeth in a dentist's office.
But I also see him because I always go because I'm a caring person. I don't want to. And so I always go to the CVS or something and I get mouthwash, I get floss, and I pre before I go in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I see the
regular people.
Folks.
You see the employees, the CVS.
The commoners.
I see the commoners.
I stick to Listerine.
And they look just like the people in the dentist's office.
Okay.
You're telling me that the Kensington people look different?
I'll bet.
They look older, I would say that.
Well, there's a mix.
They're
now.
Into antiques.
A lot of those old people that you keep referring to are dead now.
Yeah.
You know?
So you got the prostate thing.
I'm getting hit from both.
You got the dentist appointment, then you've got to go pick up the car, you got a 3-hour round trip.
Yeah.
The Chesapeake House. That sounds like the worst weekend in history.
It's not a great weekend.
You're doing all that today?
No, he's going
to
do that tomorrow.
I'm supposed to. My wife heard me complaining, and then she won. She heard me complaining on the air. She said, let's just try to pick it up today, but we don't have time because I got to go see my oral surgeon.
Yeah.
I can't get somebody to do it for money. He'll pick up your car.
Pay me. How much are you going to pay me? $1,000.
$1,000.
I could Uber there for her. I mean...
My time's valuable.
Yeah,
that's cutting it in nap time.
Would you do it for $250?
I'll think about it.
You would drive to Chesapeake House with Amy because you're going to need
$250?
Two people.
Oh,
You need two people.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a lot of. That's like 3+ hours.
I honestly, part of me just wants to leave the car there.
Just abandon it.
Abandon it. To say you guys can have this hoop. But anyway, that's my weekend.
You know, Drabby is pissed off because he's complained about this before. Because there's a huge college football game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? And he's going to watch it.
Yeah.
Big 12 championship.
Yeah.
Starts at noon. He gets bitter about that. He gets so bitter at noon kickoffs.
Why? Because it's such a good game. You want to look forward to it and like drink.
Well, first off, playing West Coast teams at noon is just
right, diabolical. It's, but they're playing in Dallas, so it's like a 10 a.m. kick.
It's a Big 12!
And he's bitter because he's complained about big games at 12. He says big games should be at like 4:30 or 5:07.
Your whole day is wasted.
Right, so he's gonna watch it though.
How am I supposed to get a Christmas tree when I'm sitting inside all day long watching football?
Well, you gotta go just get it at 8 in the morning.
Uber Eats your Christmas tree. They'll deliver anything else to your house.
Probably
just
true.
Have deliver a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, also you guys sleep on Terps at Purdue on Sunday.
Purdue just got pwned last night.
I thought you were going to hook us up so we get the wood seats.
Well, you want to fly to Purdue? Yeah,
No, not for that game, but any game. You're supposed to hook that up.
It's a long season.
Huh?
Yeah.
I know.
You realize season goes till...
We got to get Kevin Willard on
the show. Potentially April.
Yeah, I know. Just want,
Coach
we,
Will.
Valdez and I used to be our thing. We used to go to the game.
Wasn't
one
the
game
halftime,
a year.
The halftime score against Ohio State was like 50-17.
Yeah, 50-17.
They were pummeling them.
Everybody. Right. Beating them queens.
Yeah, so. Driver, you want to go? You want to horn in on the thing and go to the game or no?
I need to see more.
From the Terps?
He's
the
a Terps. Doubting Thomas right there.
Well, if you make the top 25, you can get me over there.
They might start getting some votes.
Right. Football's on the back burner Sunday.
If they beat Purdue, they're going to be, hello, top 25. That's what's going to happen. Then they'll show you something.
I need two wins in my fantasy leagues to... Well, I'm in the playoffs and won, but I need to win Sunday to get into the league for the second time.
My Jordan Love, Jaden Reed double stack last night was no bueno. It was not good. For a game where they scored 65 points, not good.
Hey, yeah. Need to hook up.
Well, it was Josh Jacobs' day.
Yep. Caller number 10 right now. We're going to hook you up with two tickets to Post Malone Jelly Roll. Call us at 800-636-1067. That would be the Big Ass Stadium Tour, Monday, June 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. You get your ride yet for that, EB?
Which one is that?
Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah. I need a ride.
Post Malone.
I need the tickets first and then a ride. Although I asked.
Oh, did you do your follow-up?
No.
I think Monday is the day for the follow-up.
I asked Jim to hook me up for Caps tickets for New Year's Eve. No response. Cricketville.
That's so far away, New Year's Eve.
I know. I just hate bothering him.
All right, everybody have a great weekend. We got to get out of here for Bish Bucks, Cake, CB. I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.